In Kent County, the median household income for men is at nearly $50,000 per year. But for women, the numbers tell a different reality, with a median household income of less than $38,000 per year. This data shows, says Peter Roark, the senior analyst for the Michigan League of Public Policy, that women working in Kent County make 25% less than men do.
Kent County, women earn 75 cents for every dollar that men earn.
Although nationally, the wage gap has shrunk by 21 cents since 1980, according to data from the U.S. Census Bureau. But the gender pay gap continues to affect women of color the most.
People of color often have some of the jobs on the low end of the wage scales that this disproportionately affects women of color as well.
Roark says one of the reasons the gender pay gap exists is because not enough supports are available to ensure women can sustain their jobs, especially when many women hold the majority of low-paying jobs.
Child care, for example, is a huge expense, and for a single mother, having quality, reliable child care is key to being able to keep a job.
Advocating for a better child care subsidy from the state, increasing minimum wage, and better overtime protections, according to Roark, is what will help end the disparity in wage in Michigan. Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.